Court. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Although several items on the anti-family agenda succeeded during the past several decades, many others have been stopped. The grassroots rose up and rejected the Equal Rights Amendment. Americans increasingly identify themselves as pro-life rather than pro-abortion. So the feminists, the big government liberals, and their friends are trying to get the United Nations to advance feminist goals. I discuss three UN treaties that pose grave dangers to the family in my new book called Who Killed the American Family? The United Nations Treaty on Women would be a greatly expanded ERA. It would subject American laws to foreign busybodies. Although American women are the most fortunate in the world, foreign bureaucrats would get to determine what is or is not fair treatment. The UN Treaty's language about examining laws, regulations, customs, and practices means that almost no part of our lives would be off-limits to globalist meddling. Furthermore, several items on the feminist agenda that Americans have rejected, such as unlimited abortion, would be considered human rights. The Convention on the Rights of the Child is another bad treaty. It grants all sorts of broad and vague rights to children that would result in an avalanche of litigation. There's little room for parental rights, but plenty of room for our government and UN busybodies to interfere. Finally, the Treaty on Disabilities is a very real danger today. We already extend significant protections to our disabled citizens, but if the Obama administration and its Senate allies succeed in ratifying this treaty, we would have to answer to a so-called committee of international experts in order to change not merely national laws, but state and local laws too. On this United Nations Day, we should remember to be on guard against all UN treaties, because if ratified, they become part of our U.S. law.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy of the book at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow, why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
All right, welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. After years of extensive research and review, including infiltration into America's fraternal lodge systems, 7 years of active membership in the Blue Lodge of Freemasonry, and 9 different esoteric orders, exclusive invitational groups like the Masonic, Rosicrucians, and the Knight Masons, Fred Rex reveals for the first time on this radio show tonight, the prosecution of the world's oldest and most powerful secret society spanning the history of America, humanity, and beyond. That's right, he's just released his manifesto of sorts, The Secret War Inside Freemasonry. The Secret War Inside Freemasonry. And Frederick has a unique background to be able to present such a lengthy and well-researched book. And when I say research, he lived this, ladies and gentlemen. Frederick is on a path of truth. He has devoted many years of research, in my humble opinion. And as long as I've known him, he's been working on this project, as well as the practical application, of course, of many various magical and mystery traditions in his quest for greater understanding of all things. He's also able to peel back the curtain on geopolitical events, such as the turmoil in the Middle East, false flag events at home and abroad, the expanding police state, and the root of it all, what he describes as a war on human consciousness. Frater X now joins us on tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Frater, how are you, man?
Happy New Year, Bob.
Happy New Year to you as well.
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to, an exciting new year for all of us.
All right, enough of the small talk already. What the hell did you learn getting involved with Masonic Lodge, and why did you get involved with it in the first place?
Well, I'd like to believe it was destiny. I was called to it. There's some things, you know, we sometimes in life we have a choice, you know. We can make choices and we can change our direction. Something like fate, you can change the hands. But some things you can't. Some things, you matter how, which way you turn, you collide headlong into these things, and it's just preordained. And in many ways, I realized retrospectively, that I was destined to go behind the doors into the lodge, you know, and to step into the middle chamber, as we say, and to find out what was really going on. Because I'd read all the literature. And, you know, let all your listeners know right now, right at the beginning of the show, I don't have to reveal the secrets of Masonry as they're laid out in the ritual, because you can just go to any bookstore, online or otherwise, and order Duncan's Ritual, which is all the 7 degrees of ancient craft Masonry in America, exactly as they were taught to me by other Masons in the Blue Lodge system. But I had access to that before I went in, but I had to know, Bob. I had to know. Was it exactly as it's laid out in this book, or is there something more going on? Are they worshiping Satan? What's going on behind these doors? You know what I mean? I had to know. Is there some sort of creature with three heads that's going to come out from inside that box in the center of the altar after we say a certain incantation? Or what? You know?
Well, I don't want to jump to conclusions here and be a complete spoiler, but what's the deal? Is there not elements of Satanism amongst Freemasonry? Are there not pedophiles and prominent individuals manipulating geopolitics and more?
Well, we know there are, don't we? We've proved that. We've researched it. We've confirmed it. There's reports out there. We don't even have to go into the lodge system to know that's true. None of your listeners have to confirm it that way. You're absolutely right. But isn't there a strange dichotomy here? Isn't there a strange contradiction? Because on one side, you have these guys who've written 70,000 plus books about the subject of Freemasonry, and they say that it's all these highfalutin ideals and great, you know, intentions and expectations and all the highest human potential in all this, right? On one side. And then on the other side, you have all these dark and sordid tales of manipulations, you know, sacrificing and cavorting with demonic disembodied spirits, or just like you said, just twisting and turning the wheels of geopolitics and government and business in all the nations of the world. So what's the truth? Well, I had to know. I had to find out. And, you know, what is available to anyone walking in on the streets is access to the Blue Lodge. But what's the deal is that these tools that are used in regular Freemasonry and any lodge in any town and city in America, these same tools are used by other lesser known or completely unknown orders that you don't even know exist until they invite you to join.
And what are those orders?
Well, orders like the one we do know about now is the Skull and Bones Society. And there was a very, very less known order back in the 19th century called the Order of the Knights of the Golden Circle. We found out what they were all about only during the Lincoln assassination trials, mm-hmm. when a whole bunch of people were scooped up and brought in and you know, cross-examined and made to reveal their associations with this, you know, nefarious group that was connected to the Ku Klux Klan and to several other orders that I would propose and do propose in my book were connected to international globalist Illuminati, sure. orders, like the Carlo Manzini branch, the Italian.
I
want to
ask you about
Illuminati.
That, but wasn't Aleister Crowley a member of the Golden, what's the...
Well, he was a member of the Golden Dawn, and he was
the
also...
Golden Dawn, okay, I knew there was a golden something there.
Well, he was a member in several different orders. He was associated with occultists of the Victorian 19th century England. So he knew a guy named John Yarker, with Y, Yarker, who was a very notorious occultist, and he was also deeply connected to Freemasonry legitimately in the Grand Lodge of England. See, because you got to understand, there's more than one kind of Freemasonry. You have the upfront, legitimate, legal, what they call, you know, legal Freemasonry, right? Regular and legal. But then there's what they call spurious lodges or clandestine lodges. Now, they appear to be Freemasonic in many ways, but they're not recognized by the Grand Lodge systems. They're completely private, and they have private traditions and rules and exclusive membership. And Aleister Crowley was a member of a spurious lodge in England.
Interesting. Now, what was this other group you were just getting to that I rudely interrupted you about? The Carlos Mencia group? Isn't he a comedian?
Mazzini.
I'm just joking, of course.
Of course, yeah. Mazzini, right. Well, that was he had started a bunch of lodges in America in the mid-19th century, excuse me, called the Young American Lodges, which were first started in Italy, called the Young Italy lodges. And basically, these recruited young men in the college age, really, into these quasi-Masonic fraternal orders using all the same tools in the same toolbox to create a forum for political and social, I would call it interventionism, where they would literally be bringing guys in, especially, you know, people, men, American citizens from all walks of life, of course, male, because of, you know, 19th century. Don't everybody forget, there would be another 100 years before the women's right to vote would be completely legally ratified, you know? So, that, you know, this is, men were the ones who called the shots politically and socially and business. And so they were at the before, during, and after the Civil War time period, there was a huge paramilitary upsurge in American society. We were adopting the Prussian models of schooling and military. We were working towards a new Sparta ideal. And, of course, the Civil War midwifed the military, industrial, pharmaceutical, educational complex that we have today. I mean, this is where it all began, because at the end of the Civil War, you had the early embryonic state of this military-industrial complex, which was the railroad barons being in bed with the federal government. Everybody knows that most of the major battles of the Civil War were fought within 20 miles of a railroad stop, because, you know, it turns out that railroads make really good troop armament and horse transport, whereas river boats don't. They can move tobacco and cotton, but not so good with the other things, armaments and troops. So that put the North in a decided advantage in combat, and at the end of the war, the railroad barons pretty much were the you know, calling the shots in many ways. And I mean, that's why the election cycle of 1876.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Woo.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case, and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Let's do a quick reset for the live listeners. The Secret War Inside Freemasonry, a new book by Frater X, edited by Mater X. And he joins us tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. He was just getting into some juicy stuff, and we were rudely interrupted. Frater, please pick it right where you left off.
Well, I was talking about the election cycle of 1876. and how, you know, this election following all the big upheavals of the Civil War, the assassination of Lincoln, you know, the Johnson presidency, and moving forward, it was very clear with this election. It was not unlike the Gore-Bush election cycle, where in the end, it seemed clear that Tilden had gotten both the popular and the electoral votes by a landslide. And he was riding against the general of the Civil War veteran, General Rutherford B. Hayes. And he was Tilden was a Democrat from Rochester, New York, and Hayes was a Republican. And of course, at the end of the match, the Republicans contested the electoral votes, some 20 odd electoral votes, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And basically they had the compromise of 1877, which was the Democrats gave up the White House so that the Republicans would withdraw the troops from the South, ending the Reconstruction, which was like an occupation. And I would call it the first stages, the prototype of the nationwide mind control program, you know, with compulsion schooling and all the phases of media that are reinforce it today. But so what happened was is Rutherford B. Hayes ends up in the White House. He's backed by the railroad barons. This is 1877, people. We know what happened. They declared a war on all the remaining tribes across the plains states in order to run the railroads from coast to coast to expand the railroad empire. And, I mean, this is the first step towards what we saw with the full militarization, industrialization of America. And so, clearly, the military-industrial complex can be said to be midwifed at the end of the Civil War. This is my thesis, what I've worked with in the book. So, it really played out.
Interesting. Very interesting. Now, do they teach this kind of stuff in the lodge?
No, absolutely not. I mean, most of the guys in the lodge are very patriotic, and they're very much, a lot of them are former military themselves. They've all been indoctrinated. They've all been mind-controlled by boot camp and you know, trauma-based mind control that warfare really is for any veterans, you know. I mean, so it ends up, they all mostly, and some of them are still law enforcement and military. I mean, there's lodges out there in the Midwest where it's all military and law enforcement. You go in, you basically stow your sidearm in the cubby. There's a whole rack full of weapons as you're walking into the lodge, you know.
Is that the good old boy network? Is that what a lot of people know Freemasonry as the cops locally? And can you speak to that for a moment? Because we have this police state, we have these order followers, and Mark Passio was just on the show this week talking about the nature of their psychopathy and so on and so forth. That goes hand in hand with Freemasonry often, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And my introduction to Freemasonry occurred with my stepfather, the man who raised me from a very small age, joining a lodge, and he was a fireman. So he was already very closely associated with law enforcement, because in my hometown, the fire station and the police station were the same building. So these guys were closely connected, and all the emergency first responding calls, everything, they were closely working together all the time. So they hung out together, and a lot of my father employs retired police on his payroll to do caretaking for different estates on the East Coast, you know. So this guy, I mean, I saw a close association between law enforcement, and they all were lodge members. I mean, the high majority of the police force in my hometown belonged to the lodge. And, you know, there were many cases of nepotism and favoritism and all kinds of corruption in the general everyday ways that you'd see them. Like, there was the Golden Circle. They called it the Golden Circle, just like the Knights of the Golden Circle we just referred to. And they were, you know, my people who were in this Golden Circle that I knew could drive right by a cop doing, you know, way over the speed limit and recklessly driving, and the cop would just wave them to slow down or something. It wouldn't even pull them over. Or if they did get pulled over, they would never get a ticket. You know, it would just be a warning. They wouldn't be, you know, profiled and shook down and arrested and like other people could be if they weren't a part of this Golden Circle, right? So, and then, of course, the fact of the matter is that I grew up with police officers and former police officers in the office at my father's business who would talk, and they sounded like psychopaths. They basically, the things that they would say, they were racist, bigoted psychopaths, sexist, misogynist. I mean, I could clearly tell people that there's such a fine line between law enforcement and criminology, by being a criminal and being a member of law enforcement, or psychopathic, sociopathic. It's so close.
Interesting. Very interesting stuff. We're talking with Freighter X. The new book, The Secret War Inside Freemasonry. Now, Frater, we talk a lot about the Masons, but the Vatican is often something people are concerned about. The Zionist, Kabbalistic, Jewish people that are not even real Jews, some might argue, but these other circles of people, you know, and the reptilians, these other groups, and I say that as a tongue-in-cheek reference, of course, but your commentary on some of these other groups and how they work and commingle with the Masons and the other secret orders that you were a part of.
Well, let me just say that I painted a picture in my book, you know, in this new book. What I've done is I've created a timeline and I've painted a picture where we're tracing the development of the Freemasonic germ, so to speak, being planted, the seed being planted in the newly founded America after it shrugged off the tyranny of England and what happened in those first days and the last days of the Revolution, for example. So, you know, having said that, right, with America, we find that there were, I mean, just like in any revolution, when the bullets stopped flying, that's when the real thugs come out, ladies and gentlemen. Because the, you know, the one, they're, when they're hanging back waiting for the smoke to clear and the bodies to fall, and then they're dealing with whoever's sure. still standing. And we know that in America, the they hadn't even signed the Treaty of Paris, and they already had inked up a central bank charter through the Rothschild agent in America, Alexander Hamilton. You know, I mean, clearly, this bank, this central bank, it wasn't even allowed to, they refused to renew the charter because it had caused so much financial ruin in the first years of its existence in America that it was discontinued as a central banking system. So, I mean, then we move forward from there. Well, why do I bring that up? Because that seems to be the big focus of these outsider interests, especially international banking interests. They saw, I believe, the fraternal orders in America because they were on a huge rise from the again, the post-Civil War years all the way up until the 20s and 30s. And even people say the last days of the golden age of the Freemasonry could be said to be the baby boomer years, 50s and 60s, you know. But in those early years after the Civil War, there was a real surge of paramilitary consciousness in America. And anybody who wasn't in the Civil War, although a lot of people served and had their lives impacted by the Civil War, but if you were a man in society in America that didn't serve for whatever reason, joining one of these chivalric orders like the Knights Templar or the Knights of Malta or the illustrious Order of the Red Cross or the Knights of the Rose Croix, these were all connected to this paramilitary chivalric ideal that had been put forth, and it kind of brought it formed the propaganda in the South for the Civil War. I mean, Mark Twain blamed Sir Walter Scott for writing Ivanhoe for being the cause of the Civil War because of the Southern chivalric consciousness. You know, so that was really powerful. The idea of these, like, you know, knights of old, like the King Arthur Round Table knights, riding across the land with swords and horses and doing good deeds and fighting evil and, you know, saving the damsels. And this myth, right?
And that's what it was. It was a myth. Frater, hold that thought. We'll pick it up right where we left off in just a moment. It's the Bob Tuscan.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Okay, we'll take a few phone calls in the last segment with Freighter X tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show, so you can get in the queue now for that, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. He's written a new book. It's his manifesto of sorts, The Secret War Inside Freemasonry. Of course, it was edited. I just said edited. It was a combination of Mater and edited. Edited by Mater X, and, of course, it takes a look at his years of active membership in the lodges. And I got to ask you, and I've done this before when we've had you on, are you still a member?
No, Bob. I am completely deactivated as a Mason. I'm not a member of any of the Masonic orders that I belong to in the last 7 years. I actually formally denounced my membership last August at the Paranoia Conference in San Diego. I didn't. Not only did I renounce my membership on the grounds of, first of all, its archaic exclusion of females, of women in the lodge, and access to the mysteries that they present, which are universal human teachings that they have no exclusive market on, number one, but also on the...
I didn't know you were such a feminist, Mason. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not a feminist Mason per se, but I just think it's ridiculous in postmodern America, you know, in 21st century, that any organization would, for any reason, that any organization like this, a social voluntary organization, would for any reason exclude women based on no real logical reason.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Okay. I was just poking fun.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, right. Sure. So there's that point. And then there's also the fact that I believe that Freemasonry as a whole, especially the ancient craft masonry system in America, has failed in its obligation and mandate to the humans around it, to the human society here. It failed in its mission, its initial mission, which I map out in the book, to be a way, a way showing for the people in the Enlightenment era, in the post-Renaissance Enlightenment era, seeking divine union with the divine on their own terms, not mitigated or mediated or in any way intervened by the church authorities, the magisterium, or the Inquisition. So basically, not only did I denounce it in that verbally, I also revealed the signs of recognition for the first 3 degrees in the Blue Lodge in front of the room.
And when was that?
In August.
Wow.
At the ParanoiaCon in San Diego. In the Rock and Roll Society basement.
What took you so long?
Well, I mean, honestly, at first, as you know, having talked to me when I first started broadcasting, I had hopes for somehow salvaging or restoring the good that I sensed and believed exists within the system. And ideally, I believed that I could represent this to people and remain objective and that I believe there was hope of restoring it. But as time went by, you know, I realized from my own personal political experiences, which I describe in the book, you'd have to get the book to know, these different political struggles and also just the systemic big picture I saw in the leadership of the Grand Lodges of more than one jurisdiction. So I was comparing in several jurisdictions, and I felt like there really was little hope of anything, and that the final straw was the big statewide and nationwide moves of Grand Lodges across America to adopt what I would consider a false, subpar, substitutionary Masonic education system based on the works of an agent provocateur of the 33rd degree Scottish Rite Supreme Council, who is also a member of the intelligence agency, several of them at least. He claims to be, according, if you look him up, his name is S. Brent Morris, and he wrote the Complete Idiot's Guide to Freemasonry. And if you look online to find out his associations, it says that he was a member of the Cryptography University in America. He was a NSA cryptographer, but I met him outside Washington, D.C. at Masonic Week, and he's a chief adept in the Masonic Rosicrucians, and he told me to my face that he was a member of the CIA. I remember because I wrote it down in my journal that night when I went back to the room. So, and I have the copy, so it's really remarkable to me that that's what he told me, but I couldn't find one word online saying that he was affiliated with the CIA, which is strange. But, I mean, because, you know, it does say he's a member of the NSA. So I don't understand that. But anyways, he is the man behind this totally counterfeited version of Masonic education and history as it relates to America and the British Isles. And that is a whole other topic. It would require probably another whole show to really unpack all that. But needless to say, it's one of the main things that I address in this thesis, in The Secret War Inside Freemasonry.
Fascinating. Where can people find the book?
Actually, the best place, of course, it's on the usual places, you know, in Amazon and CreateSpace and all that, but we are asking folks to directly support the Middle Chamber and all of our media projects with this by going over to the middlechambermedia.com, which is our website where you can purchase it through our PayPal directly. And if people do that, we'll throw in a couple of little souvenirs. You know, I've got little old souvenirs from the last Free Your Mind conference. The first 10 people that do it, I'll throw in a little placard and also a little button from that. So it's just a way to try to get people to help us, to inspire you know, what we're doing. And we're trying to build this message. It's not, and like you said, Bob, when you introduced me, it is not just about this book. The Secret War Inside Freemasonry has an overarching theme, and that is the secret war on human consciousness. And this is a microscopic view, a template, a view of what's going on in a nationwide, global, species-wide basis. We are, in fact, under the throes of an elaborate, multifaceted mind control program that you've done a lot of work exposing yourself, and what we do continually over at the Middle Chamber, our show, which is a podcast now that we put up weekly, you know, and it's also can be found, the links are all there at that website. And so, you know, this is the big theme. And there, what we're doing right here, I view it as we're in a sonic revolution. We are, in fact, creating sound vibrations in the form of insurrection, in the form of noncompliance, because we are pointing out things as we see them. We're saying this is wrong, this is false, and here's some truth as we understand it. And that is contrary to those that would lead us down this corridor, this narrow bandwidth of potentiality and probability.
When in fact, awesome it's a stuff. Wide one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a wide one. Folks, we're talking with Freighter X. He's the author of a new book, The Secret War Inside Freemasonry. He's also going to be speaking, hopefully, for the second time at the Free Your Mind Conference this coming April 10th, 11th, and 12th in Philadelphia. Freighter X, I just got word from Clint Richardson, who follows me on RBN here, and is a great researcher in mind, that he will be giving a tour or taking a tour with whoever wants to join him after the conference on a Monday. So if you go to the conference Friday, Saturday, Sunday, be sure to leave an extra day, because the Masonic Lodge in Philadelphia is amazing from what I hear. I've never actually taken the tour, but both times I was at the conference, Freeman and Dan Fogler and all these other people that we work with took a tour of this lodge, and he'll be doing so. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, that's another part of this, is being able to take a tour of the lodge the following Monday with Clint Richardson, and he wants people to join him to experience that. What's the lodge like in Philadelphia?
Well, I haven't been inside the lodge in Philadelphia either, but I'll tell you right now.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay.
No. Jeez, we were supposed to go. Remember, we ran out of time the last time. But
sure.
But what I wanted to remark about is what you pointed out. The greatest thing about this Free Your Mind conference and other conferences like this is all the extra little events that go on. The opportunities that listeners have to interact with researchers, broadcasters, podcasters, people whose lives are devoted to researching and revealing and understanding this elaborate web of deception that's been overlaid upon all of our awarenesses. And so when you go to the events like Philadelphia, a city rich with tradition, Bob and I got almost kicked out of the cemetery where Ben Franklin's grave was.
Oh, that was a good time.
Wasn't that? I wish we'd had that on video, man. That was the greatest time, man. You and I are running around causing little insurrections around the downtown area of Old Philly.
Yeah. And then I littered, of course, his grave with Free Your Mind flyers, as he would have wanted, I would imagine.
Exactly. I mean, who else but Ben Franklin, a printer, wouldn't appreciate what we're doing? I mean, Mark Passio is the modern-day Thomas Paine. We know the revolution was fought with the pamphleteers, because we know they sold 600,000 copies to 3 million colonists in America. So the literacy, again, that was the word war, you know, the literary war, the literary revolution. It began with the sculptors of public opinion, of pamphleteers.
Well, we can't have that happen again. That's why we have to dumb the people down and get them stuck on the television and the mind control. Freighter, this is a fascinating talk, man. I got to thank you for coming on tonight. We're going to take one last break, dude, and then we're going to get some callers in and kind of wrap this up and get people to fully understand the nature of this discussion.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll try to squeeze in as many calls as we can take here in the final segment of tonight's show with our guest, Frater X, The Secret War Inside Freemasonry, his book. can check it out at middlechambermedia.com. All right, Freder, what do you say we get to some of these phone calls, man? You down for that?
Certainly.
All right, we'll start with Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis.
Well, good evening, fellas.
How are you?
Hello. I'm not bad, still breathing.
Sounds good.
Indeed. Well, I feel bad I'm coming in on the tail end of this discussion, for that matter, sadly, but oh well, c'est la vie. It sounds like, well, let me retract that. It is sad that one has to deal with trying to bring to attention or correcting what would be referred to as dark masons, or masons that are doing things of a negative nature, to start off with. Secondly, I caught the comment about that women are not allowed or not included in masonry, to start off with, which begs me to question, then what is the Order of the Eastern Star? Because I was under the impression that was a separate, a partially separate organization for women that dealt with that organization. But however, men also could cross between the Order of the Eastern Star as well as where they're currently at. Your thoughts?
Okay, well, first of all, I'll answer the second part you talked about first, the idea about the Order of the Eastern Star. The Order of the Eastern Star is a, what we call a concordant or a pendant body connected to Freemasonry. And what it requires is the women who join the Order of the Eastern Star and most of the other orders that allow women have to be connected to a Freemason in some way. So they have to have either a husband, a brother, a father, a grandfather who's a Freemason. And the Order of Eastern Star is completely sponsored by Blue Lodge Freemasonry and the Grand Lodge system, which means it's subordinate to the male organizations. So even though, yeah, it's like they threw a biscuit to the women because the men were always out every night of the week. They're in a different fraternal order, and the women are left at home and are kind of feeling like they're being excluded, of course. So they created the Order of the Eastern Star, which is kind of like a, I've got all the books. I'm not a member, but I've reviewed the ritual, and it's sort of like a watered down version of Freemasonry, but it's not Freemasonry proper, and it's recognized as subordinate to Freemasonry. Now, as far as the second part of what you said about the Dark Masons and the idea of pointing at them or drawing attention to them, well, you know, we draw attention to them in this show because it's already prevalent on everyone's mind thinking about it. It's not the main thrust of the book, but it, there is an ideological study, struggle that I wouldn't call necessarily like Dark Masons against the Light Masons as much as I would say counterfeit false records and understandings of knowledge versus true understanding and the intentions of those in between. And of course, we do find many, many sordid tales of individuals who had very different intentions than the well-intentioned principles of the Order of Freemasonry.
Thanks for the call, Francis. Let's take Michael now in Minnesota. Hi, Mike.
Bob. I am so happy to hear your voice again. I was devastated when you left, but I knew they couldn't keep you down for long.
Hey, I appreciate that, man.
I am so happy to hear you back on the air, honest to God. I really am. Yay! Honest to God, I was just, wow! It's great, you know?
Thanks, dude.
I was just curious, did you get all your garden porn magazines in yet, or...
My one magazines? The garden magazines?
Garden porn.
Yeah, man.
That's what I call it. You know, Johnny Selected Seeds and, you know, Seeds.
Oh, all the catalogs, yeah.
Yeah,
there's some nice ones too, man. And, you know, we've collected so many seeds that I got to tell you, I'm getting to the point now where I have to start figuring out what I'm going to do because they don't last forever. They'll last a long time. And we do have some that are sealed tightly in our freezer. Yeah, I've started to give them away. That's exactly what I've started to do.
That's what I've always done is split, you know, because there may come a time where somebody after your seeds you gave away to somebody else, you know, hopefully, you know, and you try to encourage them when you give them to encourage them and teach them in seed saving. I've been doing this for years, and you may come across a tomato or a squash or this or that that maybe you had a bad harvest, but, you know, they have some of the seeds that, that you gave them, you know, 5 years ago, and, you know, you can get some back from them, or, you know, it's just a good thing to keep passing them around.
You're so right.
And that way they don't.
And you know what, Mike? I don't know if you heard the first show back here for this incarnation of the Unprogram, but we're going to continue to remain focused on solution-oriented topics, and gardening is one of my favorites. So we'll continue to talk about that, Mike. Good to hear from you. I want to shift the focus now to Freighter X and ask him, after exposing all of this in his book and learning about this kind of stuff, what is a solution? What are some action items that we can take away from this broadcast to try to expose the dark and bring in the light?
Well, as a general idea, big picture idea, the orders of Freemasonry, the core systems that I break down and unpack in my writing, is a system that can, it's a system of universal self-help. It's a mystical form of self-help. Mystical being the idea of seeking some sort of union with your conception of the divine, a greater power, if you will, and many, and they always invite all comers to that idea. There's no one strict, you know, exclusive hold on the dogmatic, you know, theology here. It's any belief system. So what we can come away from it is that the system itself, the tools within Freemasonry, which are universal tools of human consciousness that can be found in all spiritual systems, all spiritual pursuits, all practices and disciplines, are ways of integrating consciousness, of first abstracting disorder within consciousness, abstraction of it in order to work on it, and to reorder it, and then reintegrate it in order to be a more whole person, and in order to have the ability to employ critical thinking, as you speak of often, in order to understand reality in a more clear, in a more certain or more probable way than what we currently have, which is one in which we're mystified and captivated through all forms of mind control.
Awesome stuff. Folks, Freighter X is coming on the show today to enlighten you and share with you his insights that he's found over the past, well, several years. And he's done so in the new book, The Secret War Inside Freemasonry, and he'll do so at the upcoming Free Your Mind Conference and beyond. How can they get a hold of you? How can they stay in touch with you?
Well, like we said, middlechambermedia.com is a connecting point to all other forms of social media. We're on Facebook, Freighter X first name, Mater X last name. We share the page. We also have the Middle Chamber page on Facebook. And, you know, I have a blog, freighterx.blogspot.com. Just look at it. It's easy to find. Everything's connected to middlechambermedia.com.
Middlechambermedia.com, huh? What is the Middle Chamber?
Well, you'd have to read the book to find out, Bob.
Oh, I hate that. Get the hell off my broadcast, will you?
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy Jew Year to you as well. Freighter X, are you ever coming back on the show, or did I scare you away for good? Will this be your last appearance?
I must be a glutton for punishment, because this is, in fact, not my first appearance, is it, Bob?
Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it. All right,
well,
so
Bob,
another...
I always credit you with the, you don't realize how much you made this all happen. It was, you know, you first trying to ask the hard questions and confront me live on my time on the air, filling in for Freeman, that led to Danny Romero offering me a show on American Freedom Radio. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Well, you're welcome. Folks, there you go. I'm a shill. I help to inspire Freighter X and his shillery and Masonic secrets that he's now exposing. What's that?
Old duggery.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man. Good to hear from you. Folks, that does it for our show tonight. We'll be back next week with more live unprogramming. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Farewell.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.